Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India announces $175 million special economic package for Seychelles. Both countries sign MOUs across sectors like health, meteorology, electronics, IT and good governance. Campaigning for Bangladesh's 13th parliamentary election concluded this morning. UN Secretary General calls on Israel to reverse its deepening control over occupied West Bank. Several Canadian airlines suspend services to Cuba, citing aviation fuel shortage on the island. And ICC confirms Pakistan's participation in all scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup matches, including against India, on 15th February in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmeini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security.
इस दिशा में आगे बढ़ते हुए 175 मिलियन डॉलर के स्पेशल इकोनॉमिक पैकेज की घोषणा करने जा रहे हैं यह पैकेज सोशल हाउसिंग ई मोबिलिटी वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग स्वास्थ्य रक्षा और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी जैसे क्षेत्रों में ठोस परियोजनाओं को सपोर्ट देगा इन पहलों से सेशेल्स के लोगों विशेषकर युवाओं के लिए रोजगार और कौशल के नए अवसर सृजित होंगे सेशेल्स की कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग में भारत के आईटेक प्रोग्राम की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही है
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation yesterday, they reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both the nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in the wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Over India-US trade agreement, Sandeep Narula, the director of Atlanta Systems Private Limited, has said that it is a very fair and equitable framework where India's interests come first.
This is one of the most important developments and we all have been waiting for this. In one line, I will say this is a very fair, equitable framework where India's interest comes first. And that is something has been ensured by our government under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi.
Moreover, Committee of Administration, member of the Carpet Export Promotion Council, CEPC, Mahavir Pratap Sharma said that it is the mother of all agreements that the entire exporting community was waiting for.
It is a great agreement. It is a mother of all agreements that everyone, the entire industry, was exporting community was waiting for. I think this 18% duty structure, which puts India at an advantage in comparison to other competing countries, especially thinking of US as an importing country and products like handicraft, carpets, jewelry, leather, etc., it gives us a great advantage.
Furthermore, President of the Tirupur Exporters Association, K.M. Subramaniam, extended happiness over this historic deal.
I am Subramanian, President Tripura Exporter Association. The historical deal between India and the US was, we are very happily noted, and it is good for Tripura apparel exporters. Especially, we are doing around 15,000 crores business with the American market. This will be double in within 3 years' time, and it will give more opportunity for employment, more foreign exchange, and we welcome the historical deal between the America and India.
Campaigning for Bangladesh's 13th parliamentary election for Jatiya Sangsad election and the accompanying referendum concluded this morning, ushering in the mandatory 48-hour silence period ahead of voting on Thursday. Polling will be held for the national parliamentary election and the referendum under the July National Charter. The final phase of election comes amid tightening restrictions, heightened security and fresh survey projections. With the Yunus administration barring the Awami League from political activities and election participation, BNP and Jamaat-backed candidates have stepped up efforts to attract Awami League-leaning voters, exploiting political gaps created by legal cases and the absence of grassroots leadership of Awami League. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Several Canadian airlines, including Air Canada, WestJet and Air Transat, suspended its services to Cuba, citing an aviation fuel shortage on the island. This suspension comes as the U.S. tightens its grip on the nation's oil supply by blocking shipments from Venezuela. A statement by the Air Canada airline said that it will operate empty flights to Cuba to pick up and return customers. Over the following days, the empty flights will pick up nearly 3,000 passengers already at their destination and return them home. It is projected that by tomorrow, aviation fuel will not be commercially available at the island's airports. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has said that her government will continue providing humanitarian aid to Cuba despite U.S. sanctions targeting countries that trade with or send oil to Caribbean nation. Mexico has recently dispatched two Navy ships carrying 814 tons of food supplies to Cuba. President Sheinbaum said at a press conference that there will be more support. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on Israel to reverse its reported decision to deepen control over the occupied West Bank. In a social media post, Mr. Guterres said that he is gravely concerned by the reported decision of Israeli Security Cabinet to authorize a series of administrative and enforcement measures in the occupied West Bank. He further advocated for a negotiated two-state solution in line with the international law. Spokesperson for the UN Secretary General said the current trajectory on the ground, including this decision, is eroding the prospects for a two-state solution.
The Secretary General warns that the current trajectory on the ground, including this decision, is eroding the prospects for a two-state solution. He reiterates that all Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem and their associated regime and infrastructure, have no legal validity and are in flagrant violation of international law, including relevant United Nations resolutions.
The prestigious Mahatma Gandhi scholarships were awarded to 300 school students from all 25 districts of Sri Lanka at a special ceremony held at the Ministry of Education in Colombo. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasuriya presented the awards yesterday. Under the scholarship scheme, 6 meritorious and needy students from each district receive a monthly grant of 2,500 Sri Lankan rupee. Thanking the Government of India for its continued support, Prime Minister Amarasuriya recalled Mahatma Gandhi's ideals and urged students to draw inspiration from his life and values. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has confirmed the participation of Pakistan in all their scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 matches, including their match against India on 15th of February in Colombo. In a statement released last night, the ICC said that the dialogue between ICC and Pakistan Cricket Board took place as part of a broader engagement, with both parties recognizing the need for constructive dealings and being united, committed and purposeful in their aspirations to serve the best interests of the game with integrity, neutrality and cooperation. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India announces $175 million special economic package for Seychelles. Both countries sign MOUs across sectors like health, meteorology, electronics, IT and good governance. Campaigning for Bangladesh's 13th parliamentary election concluded this morning. UN Secretary General calls on Israel to reverse its deepening control over occupied West Bank. Several Canadian airlines suspend services to Cuba, citing aviation fuel shortage on the island. And ICC confirms Pakistan's participation in all scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup matches, including against India, on 15th of February in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.